Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina, and I'm delighted to have Dr. Mary Favier on the line. Good morning, and thank you very much for taking my call. I know that it's so busy for you right now. You probably haven't eaten in a couple of days.
No, I always eat.
You do.
No, it's been exceptionally busy. And, you know, general practice is accepting an awful lot of calls, an awful lot of activity. And that's good. We like people to call us, let us know what health issues they have. And the community are being fantastic in terms of giving us support and, you know, being very mindful of the need to protect others. So, you know, it's good.
So the reason I really wanted to have a chat today is I am very concerned about cocooning and whether the older generation are understanding what it means and whether they're actually doing it.
Yeah, I think it's reasonable to be concerned about it. I think a lot of our older people and people with illnesses have understood the concept for quite a number of weeks and have been staying inside and being careful and staying away from people. But I think at the same time, I don't think everybody entirely gets it. So the idea of cocooning is that we want people who are of a certain age, over the age of 70, and anybody who is a very particular medical illness or condition that makes them vulnerable to literally wrap themselves up in a cocoon, put the web or like a spider's web around them or like a butterfly or a caterpillar and say, you know, I'm staying away and don't come near me. Mm. And the idea being, if you're a fit and active over 70, you know, ideally what you do then is you get somebody, you know, family member ideally or a neighbor or anybody else to do your shopping and drop in the newspaper and call, but you're staying always to 6 feet away. You're not having contact. They're not coming into your living space. It's all about trying to really absolutely put down a very tight control on that this virus does not come into your home because the last defense is your home. Now, that raises some difficulties because not everybody has that type of access. They might not have somebody to do their shopping for them, or sometimes they just don't understand. They're going out to the shops and going out to the post office. So we'd really ask people to try, if at all possible, to stay in. And then if you have neighbors who you see are potentially wandering out, to maybe stop them from a good 6 feet away and say, look, do you need any help? Do you need any support? Do you understand? And organizations like the GAA have been very good around this in terms of community support. So it's trying to encourage that.
Yeah. There are some older people who seem to think, but the supermarkets are doing special opening hours for older people. So that means I'm okay to go out. I've heard that a couple of times. And I've also heard some older people thinking that they're okay just to pop down to the local shop for a few minutes. But they're not okay. They need to not leave the house at all.
It's not okay. And particularly to the shop. Out to the back garden, yes. Hang out the washing, walk around the garden, stay active, stay upright. I would really encourage people to make sure they do get up and dressed each day and literally put the face on, but not out to the shop. In the shop, there's lots of potential hazards in terms of the trolleys, the baskets, touching things, washing your hands before you go, touching your face. We really are asking people, just the general public, be really careful about shopping. Never mind people who should be cocooned. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the elderly. It's people with other significant conditions. So if people have had cancer, all types of cancers, leukemias, if they've had a transplant, if they're on particular drugs that reduce their immunity, there's a whole number of conditions that make people vulnerable. And we really ask them for these 2 weeks to take absolute care because as a community, we're trying to protect them. Anybody can get it, but what we're really doing is trying to protect our most vulnerable from getting it.
Like I even went last Thursday, I went and I did the supermarket shopping for my in-laws and I knocked on their door and they were only dying to come out. And I was like, no, don't come out. I'm leaving your shopping in the garden and I'm going. So you can't even, like I felt, you can't even bring the shopping in. Just get out of there as soon as you possibly can.
Don't bring the shopping in. Don't have a cup of tea. Don't do anything. Don't step across the door because technically you could even have the virus on your shoes. And we really are so particular about that advice. And it sounds hard and it sounds harsh. And we get that it's not great for people's mental health. But hopefully, if everybody does it, it won't last too long. Mm. Now, allowing that it isn't good for people's mental health, we ask people, look, phone people. Maybe as neighbors, phone the person next door, knock on the window and chat a little bit across the window to see if they're okay. And if things get bad, organizations like Alone are doing a lot of support work around mental health issues to do with this COVID crisis. So reach out is what we're saying.
I actually put one of those, you know, the unpushed postcards into my next door neighbour's house, and they're very elderly and I've never had their phone number before, but I gave them my phone number, my husband's phone number. I said, you are to phone me when you need your groceries done. Don't call into me, phone me and let me know. And she was saying, no, sure, we're grand. My daughter as well is calling once a week, but we're keeping our social distance. She's sitting over the other. The daughter should not be calling in, full stop.
No, she shouldn't. But I think that's a fantastic thing on your part. It's exactly what we'd be asking to do. I have a friend who went around to her housing estate, which is, tend to be full of older people, and put a note in all their doors. Here's my mobile, call me if you like. And they're all really good ideas. You know, I have two teenagers. Both my parents are 90. They're doing FaceTime. They're saying, get the shopping. And sometimes maybe you need to call every day with just the milk and leave it on the doorstep. Just the newspaper, leave it on the doorstep. But no going in. Okay. And if we keep repeating that message, people will hear it and it will make a difference.
Well, listen, you're very good for taking our call. I really, really appreciate it. You're the president of the Irish College of General Practitioners. I know that it's such a busy time for you. Do you think that the cocooning will be extended?
I don't know. Mm. It's the honest answer. I would hope not, in the sense of it's hard, but we may have to. And I think as a society, we need to prepare ourselves for that. And I think then it'll be about getting out and supporting people, because there's a lot of people affected by this. People who live on their own, people who are homeless, people who've got other mental health vulnerabilities. As a society, we need to really do the heavy lifting, and solidarity and supporting each other is going to be what gets us through.
Community spirit has never been as good. Well, listen, we'll let you get back to your meetings. Thank you very much. And remember, cocooning, please, please just stay at home. It is for your own safety. We don't want to lose any more elderly people. I know the median age for the people who've died so far, it's quite elderly, isn't it?
It is. It's old, but there's some surprises there. I think we need to be careful that we don't have complacency in our younger age group. There have been some deaths in younger people where there weren't other illnesses, and they came as a surprise. And I think the big issue with our younger groups is they can get it and pass it on. And we need all now work as if we've got it, but we don't want to give it to somebody else. That's what we need to try and achieve.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, Dr. Mary Favier. This is Something for the Weekend. It is Classic Hits.